Hi, this is Richard Campbell, and I'm here at Microsoft Channel 9 talking about Dev Intersession with the one and only Stephen Guggenheimer. Welcome, sir. Thank you for coming out.
Thanks for coming out here.
Yeah, it's nice to be down. It's cool to be in the studio and actually having the experience. And you've been part of Intersession since we started, so thank you for being with us right from the beginning. We've come a long way, and so has Microsoft. It's been a few years.
Yeah, it's been incredibly busy. I mean, I don't know about you, but I feel like, you know, keeping up is half the battle here.
Well, the build is massive, right? Yeah. There's so much to talk about here. And now coming into the fall, 6 months after build, you've got to have seen some cool things happening down the pipe.
Well, it's interesting because I think people are starting to sort of realize the magnitude of where we're at in the industry and the changes that are going on. I mean, when we started, you go back 2 decades, we used to sit and look at the PC and we cared about that next processor, 286 to 386 to 486. And that was always about, hey, what could you do? And then, of course, we needed the storage to go with it. So we went from the 5 1/4, 3 1/2. Remember those iOmega drives?
Sure.
And so storage and then bandwidth. Well, all of a sudden, you've got sort of all the processing you sort of need. Right, storage is pretty ubiquitous.
Yeah, this machine's gotten smaller, not bigger, but it's still more than you need. It's fast enough,
and the bandwidth is there. So what's happening is the sort of the boundaries or the barriers between the phone hardware and ecosystems and the PC hardware and ecosystems, and they're all gone.
Right,
and so what happens is you're seeing very sort of large scale disruption of every industry. I did an example at partner conference on the dairy industry and the, you know, how they're using machine learning in the cloud to basically not just make more cows, which we talked about at Build, but make more milk and ultimately run the dairy in a, you know, dairy farming in a better way. And it doesn't matter the industry, whether you look at healthcare or if you look at, you know, the airplane industry or transportation. Disruption is everywhere. And so
the expectation of constant connectivity, that you can always be interacting with your customers, they always have access to your software. Yep. There's no longer that formality of I have to go to the office and sit in front of the beige box. Like that's gone. It's a tablet or a phone or a much more portable device or even smaller.
Right. And I think for devs, you know, the knowing all the pieces that are going on so you can sort of know where you are and sort of pick where you want to go. I think one of the beauties of Dev Intersection is we try, at least from our side, to share as much of both where we are and where we're going as we can to help people sort of decide what path they want to take. Because, look, good, bad, or indifferent, there's somebody working on software related to whatever it is everybody in that audience is working on, and so you want to be ahead of that game.
I mean, the ability to leverage software now, I mean, we just have so much scope. Some of that comes from the cloud, I think, that the availability, how much server would you like? You can use it for an hour, you can use it for a day, it doesn't matter.
Right. No, I think scale is just, again, whether it's, you know, processing, storage, bandwidth, and then into the cloud and the back end, you know, scale is just at a whole nother level. And when you mix sort of scale with just a exponential growth of devices, the world changes. And I think the beauty of where we're at and what's different, you know, from years ago is you have to sort of constantly sort of keep your finger on it.
Right, because just have a sense of what people are doing.
Right, and how you want to evolve.
Right. Well, there's not even one path, too. Right. You know, we've been having conversations around the hybrid story. Okay, some of the stuff living in the cloud, some of it's staying on-prem. Yep. Like, it's not in one or the other.
Right. Yeah, you get to choose, and, you know, people think, oh, the more choices is better. Mm-hmm. Well, more choices is more choices, which means you actually have to make more decisions.
Yeah, it can get very confusing, too. And Microsoft's moving really fast. I mean, it's summertime when we're recording this for a show in the fall, and you guys ship stuff every quarter, more often now. All through the summer, we've gotten major releases.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're in a cloud-first, mobile-first world, once you get the platform solidified, it's really easy to iterate. So if you look at what Azure's done, 500 releases last year, and they just keep cranking along because the core platform's same. You know, Windows, now that we've got that core platform in place with Windows 10, I think you'll see us be more iterative in terms of what we do. And then Office and the SaaS services that we provide, Office 365, same thing. So, it you know, we can just keep adding in a positive way as opposed to rebuilding every time.
Right.
I think that's the change.
Well, it's no longer a long deliberation about, okay, here comes the big change. It's continuous change. So I feel like we're sort of taking a spike here at the end of October.
Yeah.
To sort of look where we are, look at the pieces that are important. I mean, you've got to come away with a few good stories on, you know, these are the opportunities that you can grab onto.
Yeah, you know, you get the buzzwords, which are always there, but I think more around sort of what's concrete. You look back to movies that played 10 years ago, and then you look at what technology is doing from, you know, touch and inking to voice to the HoloLens and some of the others. Holy crud, you know, the stuff 10 years ago, people would say that's way far out,
right?
But when you get to the point in time, it's incredible what's there.
This stuff's actually there. I don't think anybody anticipated HoloLens the way that it's coming across. Although it's still a beta or still a development product. I don't know what's going to really be something we have to talk about as production developers. It's very leading edge.
I think the beauty of this is because it's based on the Windows 10 platform, mm-hmm. you can talk about it as a production developer today. If you're building a Windows 10 experience,
right.
ultimately it'll run on HoloLens.
Yeah.
When you can get your hands on the hardware and sort of find that in mass production, that's a different conversation.
And in the hands of your customers. I mean,
Correct.
That's a whole other kernel.
Right.
You know, I think back a few years ago to the conversation we were having around this concept of one kernel,
mm-hmm.
that it was going to run on everything.
Yep.
I guess that's the benefit we're reaping right now, is you've done it, that every
that's
device
right.
I can lay my hands on is running the same core Windows kernel.
Right, and that is, you know, it takes a chunk of work. You know, you start at the kernel level because you got to go across multiple chipsets.
Right.
Once you do the kernel and the driver model, then you could do all the services, notification services, how you package the app. And now what you're seeing is one, you know, common platform, everything from the large screen displays to the PC to the phone to the HoloLens.
Right.
And that's pretty cool because you can aggregate volumes, you can build one experience across all of them, you can sort of have one store. It's a pretty cool piece of work. And the nice thing is 10 is a good OS. Like
yeah.
if you've played with 7 or if you played with 8, go play with 10.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure everybody in this group's played with 10, but
you'll have
better.
A good time with it.
It's just better.
But I also think as a developer, you know, at the same time we're talking about, oh, I have so many decisions to make.
Right.
You've taken a bunch of decisions I don't have to make now. If I
yeah.
go down this stack,
yeah.
if some point in the future HoloLens becomes important or IoT becomes
right.
important for my company,
yep.
what I've already done in the past using these new models, it's just going to work.
That's right. And that's the intent behind doing that is, you know, we're only going to see more and more devices over time. People
right.
used to talk about convergence as going to one device. Uh-uh. You converge technologies, and what happens is you get to more and more devices.
Right.
In a world of more and more devices, you want to make it easy to write code for them. Or
it's got to be a land everywhere.
And that's what we spend our energy on.
Well, and I think we're going to dig deeper into that this fall, which I'm excited about,
yeah.
to see what your team's going to be talking about and where we actually are in that landscape a few months after Bill.
Yeah, and look, I think there's three big buckets. There's the devices.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing? And other, you know, what are others doing? There's the cloud and the more intelligent cloud, which is really all around Azure, and what can we do on that side? And that has both the core of Azure itself, which I always think of as the IaaS side, infrastructure as a service and platform as a side, and data. I think the data side's really grown, and so that's a good conversation. And the third is our SaaS services. So
right.
Office 365 as a platform is getting much richer.
Yeah, exciting stuff, too. Like this code you don't have to own. You just get to call to it and interact with it, so
mm-hmm.
it makes those jobs easier as well.
Yeah. No, look, I look forward to the conference. It's always a moment in time, and I think, you know, you guys do a good job of getting, you know, a good set of speakers there from the company. You've got Scott coming again as usual,
mm-hmm.
And I see Jason's on the list this year,
yep.
and you know, the broad set of the other folks. So it should be a good set. You know, it's a moment in time.
Yep.
I want to mess around a little bit. I want to talk a little bit more around disruption, and so I may do a little less of the sort of day to day and a little bit more about what's the impact on industries these days? Because it really is kind of fun to watch. You ask sort of the stories. Most of what I see is, what is the impact of the last 20 years worth of changes in our industry mean relative to today and every industry that's out there? And it is rather impactful.
I mean, all these pieces are in place right now.
Yeah.
What does the next thing look like going on there? I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, sort of what's the next thing look like, and how are people sort of adjusting and changing in this time and in
yeah.
this space?
Stephen, thanks so much for coming to talk to me.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for coming out here.
My
appreciate
pleasure.
It.
And I hope you'll come out and see us at Dev Intersection down in Las Vegas this fall. And if you sign up early, you can get yourself a package. It'll give you either an Xbox or a Surface 3 or a band. See you there.